Imagine you're 8 years old. You've fallen in love with a piece of music. It's so beautiful. But you're so shy you're afraid to ask anyone, not even your teacher, what the title of this piece is. That was the case for Yaekwon Sun-woo, the first South Korean to win the International Van Cliburn Piano Competition. He did that this past year, the gold medalist. His competitive nature helped him to win that prize. You'll find out more about that in this episode of New Classical Tracks. I'm Julie Amacher. I was noticing that you started to play piano when you were just 8 years old, which is kind of standard for starting to play the piano. How did your love for playing progress so quickly, as I imagine it did over 20 years?
The reasons that I can think of right now, it's like, I think, two reasons. One of them is the love for the piano repertoire. And also, I guess, for being, when I was younger, I was quite competitive in a way. I was really shy, actually, but I was competitive. And when I started learning the piano when I was eight, my mom just sent me to just any regular piano academy that was right in the neighborhood. So I was surrounded by other kids who were practicing there. And when I heard some other kids who were going there earlier, they were playing something more advanced. And when I heard them playing something more advanced, I was a little bit, I guess, jealous. And since I was competitive, I wanted to actually kind of excel more and then get better at it and play something more, maybe more demanding, difficult than they were. So I practiced just naturally. I practiced a lot and I really enjoyed the practicing. And also when I heard some people playing like some of the more like standard repertoire, more of a piece, since I was a shy kid, I wasn't able to ask what that piece was, not even to a teacher. So I went to look through all the music that was at that academy, and sometimes I went to bookstore to look through all the music to look for that certain piece that's in my head. And when I found that piece, I was really extremely happy and very ecstatic, and I tried to learn that by myself. So I guess because I was really fascinated by piano repertoire and I was really almost like enchanted and just fell in love with it, so I just was working hard, even though I wasn't feeling like I was working. But I guess by doing that, I was able to kind of improve and get more advanced quickly. And also, I improved my sight reading skills because of that. I have pretty good sight reading skills, so I can learn new pieces very quickly.
It sounds like what you're saying is that the piano sort of became your voice because you were too shy to speak on your own.
I guess in a way, yeah. After playing it, I guess I became a little more outgoing, and through that, I was able to kind of express myself in different ways. So
tell me a little bit about maybe a teacher or two who have had the greatest impact on you. I know you've had many teachers, and you went on to study at Curtis and Juilliard. But who was the teacher that really maybe marked a turning point for you?
Yes, so I'm really, really thankful for such wonderful people that I've worked with and many mentors that I've met through the years. So I worked with Seymour Lipkin at Curtis, who actually passed away last year, and I worked with Robert McDonald at Juilliard and with Richard Good at Menes. And then last year I moved to Munich, Germany, but I go to school in Hanover and I work with Bernd Goetzke, he's German. But if I have to name just a few, for sure, Seymour Lipkin, whose Mozart cadenza actually I used for the competition in the semifinals. Had a lot of impact and influence on me, and one of the reasons is because I came to the States when I was 15 in about 2005, and I worked with him for about 6 years, and you know, because I was still young and coming from Korea, I was not developed as a musician and I didn't have my own voice or anything. And if I was learning a new piece, I wasn't sure where to go about and how to express certain things in music. And I think it was quite a struggle in the beginning because I couldn't speak English in the beginning. And also, he wasn't telling me exactly like what to do, such details, like as some teachers might do. So it was a struggle in the beginning, but in the end, like he always encouraged me to go listen to like all kinds of different types of music. And I think, well, he was a fan of Frank Sinatra, I think.
Fly me to the moon, let me play among the stars.
And he told me once that he has amazing style of certain rubatos, so he suggested me sometimes listening to that.
In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me.
But he really encouraged me to go listen to live concerts, orchestras, and when I play Mozart, go listen to a lot of operas and have me play a lot of chamber music. And by doing that, I was able to kind of develop my own voice, and I was able to think and also analyze what to do in musical structures and how to phrase certain things in different ways. So I would say Seymour Lipkin had great impact on me. And
do you think that may also have been maybe a turning point for you in winning the gold medal at the Van Cliburn International Piano Competition?
I think so. A lot of the things have changed after I decided to come to the States. I mean, I don't want to leave some teachers behind or anything like that, but Robert McDonald and Richard Good, they were amazing, of course, but also going to Europe to study in Germany and working with Bernd Goetzke. I call him Professor Goetzke. But I think after moving to Germany, that also really changed the whole my view about music. And I guess I was sometimes getting lazy about certain musical ideas, but after moving to Germany too, I have a lot of close friends who are actually not pianists, but more violinist friends. But I think by interacting with them also kind of inspired me in many different ways and how to be more sincere to the music and the composer and really be true to yourself. So I guess Seymour Lipkin, Curtis, and also Bernd Goetzke at Hanover, they had huge impact on, I guess, winning the competition in after all.
Now, I know that you're the first gold medal winner of this competition from South Korea. Has that become a source of pride for your homeland?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I guess a lot of Koreans are doing really well these days and in music industries, and they excel in many competitions nowadays. But I'm really proud to be, and I'm really honored to be the first South Korean to win the Van Cliburn competition. And they kind of went like crazy, I guess, after I won the first prize.
15, Van Cliburn International Piano Competition is
the concert I had scheduled in December in Korea that got sold out instantly. And they featured me on major news, like headline news many times. And yeah, so I guess it's a big change.
Well, what was that experience like for you? I mean, it has to be really intense. But now looking back, what surprised you the most about taking part in that competition? Or surprised you the most about yourself, perhaps?
I guess, you know, it's preparing for the especially for Van Cleveland competition this year. And also being part of it was very challenging physically and mentally. But I think, not a surprise, but I think the whole time I was there, I could feel the vibes that I was surrounded by such wonderful people, like family members and friends. But they know that when I'm in a competition, when I do competition, I don't like to talk much. And also I try not to, I mentally kind of prepare myself that I'm not in a competition. So how I do is that I don't really talk to my family members, because even if I get like an encouragement message, I'll feel like I'm in, that makes me feel like I'm in a competition. So I try to prepare myself mentally that I am here for concert, and just try to be really focused on like just about the music, and this, that's all. But I think just the whole experience, it's, I guess that made me emotional too. I won quite a few competitions, and I was really thankful and moved by it. But I think this is the only time that I had tears in my eyes, and because it was, in a way, it felt like just a long journey. And when it came to the end, and when they announced the winner was me, then just I think I had a lot of things going through my head, and just that got me emotional. So I think the surprise would be that I'm thankful that I knew, I could feel that I'm surrounded by such wonderful people. And after the competition, I felt bad that I haven't kept in touch with so many loving people in the past few years, but they were writing with sincerity, and that just made the whole thing more overwhelming. So.
Yeah, it sounds like, I can hear it in your voice, that it's so meaningful to you. I want to ask you about the repertoire that's going to be released on this recording. And it all comes from the preliminary recital and the quarterfinal recital, as well as the semifinal recital. Can you just give me a few highlights of the pieces that really strike you, that you'd like to be sure to have us kind of zoom in on as we're listening to this recording?
So all of these pieces are kind of my favorites, of course, but La Falls, it has such emotional journey just from the beginning to the end. It goes from kind of a foggy atmosphere of waltz to insane, crazy, like with different layers of sonority, of like exuberant waltz. One could say it's a showy piece, but I try to capture the Viennese aspect of the music, and that's actually one of my favorites. Also, I really love the Schubert Litanie. It's a lit arranged by Liszt for solo piano, and that piece is, whenever I hear it and also whenever I play, that just gets me very emotional. Of different word than emotional, but my vocabulary is terrible, so I can't describe it. But that piece just makes you think, look back of many different things, and it's just such a wonderful piece. So those two are by far my favorites.
Who is your go-to composer? I mean, when you really just want to sit down at the piano and quickly play something, who's the first composer that comes to mind?
That would be Schubert. And because of that, it's that the Schubert Litanie is one of my favorites. And also, you know, the first piece that I really fell in love with when I was younger, and when I told you about the story, so I didn't know at that time, but after a few weeks, I found out that it was Schubert Impromptu, Deutsch 899, number 2 and 3. So Schubert is one of my favorites, and because it, whenever I hear his music, I mean, even if it's a happy tune, still there is sadness and just kind of touches my heart and very poignant. So, and something like that feeling, it kind of stays in your heart a long time.
New classical tracks from American Public Media. Special thanks to Valerie Kaler for producing this episode. I'm Julie Elmacher.